Prime Minister touched down in Fiji last night where the red carpet was rolled out. And locals lined the streets to catch a glimpse of Jacinda Ardern. All stops are being pulled out for this trip, the first by a New Zealand Prime Minister since 2016. Our political reporter Joe Moyer is travelling with the Prime Minister and joins us now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Corin.
So, what was the reception like?
Well, it has been huge. They really have rolled out the red carpet here with Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama turning up at the airport last night. Now, there was a full military procession and the national anthem was played, and she did the inspection of the guard as well there. It hasn't all been good news, though. There was a bit of motorcade practice going on in the days leading up to this, which has kind of enraged the locals a little bit, causing havoc here in Suva as they've been sort of blocking off streets just to make sure they get it exactly right for the arrival. So they took to social media to complain about that in recent days. But, you know, keeping that in mind, they still came out and lined the streets and waved last night and tried to catch a glimpse of her, although the motorcade was going at such a speed, I highly doubt that that happened. Interesting, though, driving from the airport to where we're staying, loads of billboards everywhere in the city of Jacinda Ardern just announcing her arrival. And I also actually managed to get hold of the local newspaper on the plane last night, the Fiji Sun. Now, they went huge yesterday with a front-page photo of Jacinda Ardern, Bull of the Naka Jacinda Ardern on the front, and a massive three-page spread inside. Now, that included a story about a local Fijian man who'd actually been on that New Zealand evacuation flight from China because of coronavirus, and he was saying that he wanted to actually meet Jacinda Ardern while she's here just to thank her for that. Now, the other funny thing, too, is the full itinerary, actually, of the Prime Minister's schedule has been printed in the paper and was actually also read out here on the news last night. So I'm actually expecting half of the Suva population to turn up to her media stand-up today, as that was also included in the schedule.
And in terms of that schedule, what are we expecting later today?
So in an hour or so, we're going to head off to the traditional kava ceremony. Now, I understand from the Prime Minister's staff that she's not one to shy away from these sorts of things, so she's expected to really embrace that ceremony, so it could be interesting with a big day ahead. From there, she'll go to a wreath lane at the National War Memorial, and then we get into the more sort of serious part of the day, which is that bilateral with Prime Minister Bainimarama and a joint press conference. She'll then go off and meet with some of the opposition members here in Fiji before that big state dinner tonight. Now, of course, that state dinner also marks 50 years of Fiji's independence. Now, Frank Bainimarama is expected to speak at that dinner tonight. He is known to go a little bit off script sometimes, and if he's going to do that, it's likely he probably would do that tonight. So we'll wait and see.
Joe Moyer, thank you very much for that. Travelling with the Prime Minister there in Fiji.